us. Won't we receive some testimonies today? Are you ready for testimonies? To charge up your spirit. And testimonies are instructions for you. Amen. And there are a few people here to share their testimonies with us. Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. So as we testify, we are saying that God is the ultimate power and the devil is under our feet. Shout your loudest amen. Amen. I want to start at the number of people. All of them are going to give their testimonies very briefly, but you'll be blessed by their testimonies. I want to invite Richard Ziga to give us his testimony. Please clap for him as he comes up.
Hallelujah. My name is Richard Ziga, a student of UPSC, and I'm a member of the First Love Church. Amen. My testimony is about how God delivered me from fraudster and fornication. I've been a bad boy for a long time. Since my primary school, I've been a fraudster. We've been going to the net, portray ourselves as ladies, deceive the men, and we take money from them. We sometimes go, we don't sleep, we go to the net, do searches from the website, social network sites, and we take money from them just to take money from them. And when we take the money, we can get huge sum of money, but we don't use the money for anything, any proper thing. Amen. So when I came to university, I was going to buy something and I saw a crowd there. Then I said, oh, what is happening? Let me go closer and see what is going on. So I went closer and I saw a white man standing on the stage preaching. And So I went closer. I said, oh, okay, let me listen to what he's saying. So I was there and he preached powerfully as always. And I don't know what happened, but I was convicted. And by the time I realized, I was in front giving my life to Christ. And since then, my life has never been the same. I don't do those frauding things. I don't go around sleeping with ladies. I don't even, the desire for those things has vanished. And by the grace of God, I'm an elder preaching to people. Amen. So I want to use this opportunity to encourage us. If God has been able to save me, then God will save you also. Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for Richard. If you are a fraudster, today is the last day of that behavior. Shout amen. What a beautiful testimony of how God can change lives. I want to also welcome to the stage Samuel Kofi to give us his testimony. Run up all the way. Clap for him as he comes up. Samuel Kofi.
Hallelujah. Oh, okay. My name is Samuel Kofi. I'm in Encounter Service Zone 32.
What's Encounter Service?
Kodesh. Yeah. Okay. I want to give my testimony about how I got saved. I used to smoke and drink. Yeah. So, last year, middle of April, I went out with a friend of mine, and I came back home very drunk, like very drunk. And that day, I fell from a 3-story building. Yes. So the next day I saw that I was at Kolebu Teaching Hospital. And I saw my family friends, I saw my family members, but I just said to myself, it may be a dream, so I'll just go to sleep. So when I go to sleep, when I wake up, everything will be okay. And I later realized that the thing is happening. It is going on. I got a fracture, so they had to drill my bone and pull the bone back to where it belongs. So when I was there, my friend came there. They said, what happened? I said, I fell from three-story building, but I fell on a car before I came to the ground. They said, you are lucky. I said, yes, I know. So they said, whose car is this? I said, it's a pastor's car. They said, where does this pastor worship? I said, Lighthouse Chapel International. They said, Enuntia, and yet Pastor Nikan Kaubehu. I said, I know, but I'm still alive. So when I was there, Pastor Aram gave me 3 books of Bishop Dark. That is, They Went to Hell, Born Again, and Opportunities. So after I finished reading 2 of them, I said to myself, I've been through things and I don't consider myself more experienced, but I may be smart. So I said, if my smartness has brought me to Kolebu, then what about God's understanding and what he wants me to do? I spent 3 months there, so after I was discharged, I decided to go to church. And the first day that I went to church, I was using crutches. I'm a very shy type, and there was a time Bishop wanted people to come in front and give their life to Christ, but I gathered courage, and I went, and I was prayed for. I went through lessons, and I later got baptized for the first time in my life. But I have a bad news. The bad news is that about some weeks later, I was still having problems with this drinking habit. And Pastor Aram again gave me 2 books of Bishop Dark. That is How to Avoid Hell and Go to Heaven and How to Be a Strong Christian. So after reading these 2 books, I later realized that even though I have been saved, I needed to grow myself more in the Lord, pray more, read more Christian books, and attend church activities, and I try to apply this, and it's working. Yeah. I want everybody to know that I'm happy to be here, and I want to thank Bishop Dark for his books because I got saved by reading them. I want to thank Jesus also for saving me, and I'm very happy to be a member of Lighthouse Chapel International.
Oh, clap your hands for Samuel falling from a 3-story, but he fell in a pastor's car. Why a lucky but thank God for salvation. Amen. Broke his leg and fractured all sorts of situations, but finally he met the Lord. And God, you see, that's why it's important to read books. Amen. The books that he read led him to church, gave his life to Christ, and has also helped him to overcome his drinking and smoking habits. You will never drink again in the name of Jesus. Amen. I also want to invite to the stage Jeff Jason. Please clap for him as he comes up. Are you enjoying the testimonies? Are they powerful? All right.
Hello, my name is Jeff Jason Naya. I'm from a country called Fiji. It is really far from me and it's close to Australia. I'm from Fiji Islands and it is a very far away country. It is close to Australia. Well, I would like to share a testimony about how I was transferred. My life has been transferred and how I've been saved. You see, 4 years ago, I didn't know who Christ Jesus was and what he had done for me. I used to be a very heavy smoker, a drinker, and also whenever I speak, I always swear. There's no sentence that I speak, there's no effort or such things. Yeah. So, you see, I could finish around 60 cigarettes a day. And for drinking, I used to work in a club. That is every day. I'd be drinking every day. Well, one Saturday afternoon, my mom called me and said, Jeff, you know, it is about time. It is time to change. You know, you don't know what could happen to you. If you go drinking one day, you get knocked on your head, you die. Or, you know, you don't know what could happen. So I didn't want to believe her at first, but then I realized that she used to be a club manager herself. So now let me follow her. I think something could happen to me too. So on Sunday, I went to church. While in church, the pastor was preaching about the power of the blood. So while I was there, tears started to fall down my face. And that very moment, I started to know who Jesus Christ was and what he had done for me. Today, I find myself in Ghana in a Bible school called Anakazo. Training to become a pastor. That one day, I may go out there and there's someone like me there. And I believe I could go and save him. Hallelujah. Thank you very much.
Wow. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord for powerful salvation? 60 cigarettes a day. What a shock. Only God can do this. Let's also welcome Lawrence Sedem from Afenya. Lawrence Sedem. Is your father here? Father is here. Father should join you on the stage. All right. Clap for him as he comes up. Come up. Come up very quickly. Roll on here.
Hallelujah.
Mother is here. So mother, please join your son on the stage to give him some encouragement.
I want to share testimony about how I got healed from abdomen pelvic ulcer, which is perforated appendix. Actually, it all happened when I completed SHS. I used to feel pain in my abdomen, which I couldn't control. At least I have to call my mom or dad to send me to the hospital. And if not enough, at least 7 or 8 drips before I could feel a bit okay to do something. And I started listening to the podcast. So I was listening to one of the wisdom series preached by Bishop Doug. And then he gave a direction that if you are feeling pains or you are sick anywhere, just place you another place and then he'll pray for you. So I decided to follow it with faith. And then he prayed and I believed it. But I was feeling some little pains. And then later, Reverend Raymond, which was the pastor of the LCI Afenya branch, held a convention with Bishop John Awonyu. And then he prayed for me in addition. So later, I went to the hospital at Bato to go for a scan. And they told me that actually there are stones in my kidney, which if I'm not operated on, they don't think I can go on. And then I said, I can't have this thing. I believe that I've been healed by the power of Bishop Doug. So I later went to a place for a scan. And then the one who did the scan was like, I know you. I know this guy. You had perforated appendix and a whole lot. But now there's nothing over there. I mean, I can't see anything. There's nothing to show that you are sick. And then I told myself that if the podcast could save me, it could save me from this deadly thing that I know little about, then there is really God. And I urge all of us to listen to the podcast. The messages on the podcast, they are very, very good messages that help us, not alone to be prosperous, but to deliver us from things that will give us something that we cannot imagine. I want to thank God for the life of Bishop and the subordinate that he uses to bless us. Thank you very much.
Amen. Clap your hands for God's healing power. Somebody was not in the service but listening to the message on podcasts and receive his healing. You are here. How can you go back with your sickness? May the power of God touch you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you want some more testimonies? Ask your neighbor, are you enjoying the testimonies? Let's welcome Hosego Cahel. Please welcome her.
Hallelujah. My name is Josego Kabelo. I come from Botswana. And I am part of First Love Church. I want to tell you about a miracle that happened to me. How I got saved. Before I gave my life to Christ, I used to drink. I used to go clubbing. I used to go partying. I used to have boyfriends. And I used to smoke marijuana, cigarette. At a point, I even saw myself going to an extent of being in a relationship with another lady. And this life, I didn't know it was wrong. I found it normal. But on a faithful Saturday, I had gone to school to study. After studying, I went to a friend to go and check on a friend. We had planned to go out to another party. And on the way, I got to the room and I didn't find my friend. When I came back, a gentleman came and stopped me. He said, "May I please talk to you for a minute?" I said, "Okay." I mean, I was not doing anything at that time. And the person told me that, "I want to tell you about the love of Jesus. Jesus loves you and Jesus has died for you. And he wants you to live a pure life." And he invited me to church. I came to church and I gave my life to Christ. And my life has never been the same again. My life has changed from better to even better every time I came to church. And I want to thank Bishop Doug Heward Mills for being in Ghana. He found it very important to even send somebody far to Botswana so that the person can preach the word of God to even people like us. And I want to tell you that today, if you have come, you have been invited, your life will never be the same. Jesus has made a difference in my life, and today he will make a difference in your life. He has changed me, and it is not impossible for him to change you. You just need to believe in him. He has delivered me, and I believe he will deliver you too. Hallelujah!
Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord for this fantastic testimonies? You know, some people, if you look at their faces, as if they cannot kill a mosquito. But as she's giving her testimony of what, how her life used to be, she used to smoke marijuana. What a shock. But look what Christ has done. Gave her life, she gave her life to Christ and she joined the church in Botswana, Ladder Chapel International in Botswana. And now she is in Bible school and in First Love in Accra. Why don't you clap your hands for the Lord? And our brother Jeff, who used to also not believe anything, he got saved and started going to Lyra Chapel International in Fiji Island. And from there, he's come down here to Ghana. What a blessing to see what God is doing all over the world. Amen. Right. Can we take two more testimonies? I want to invite to the stage Sia Abubakar. Sia Abubakar.
Hallelujah. I know some of you have been wondering, why is this guy running? Because I value my salvation. Amen. I want to thank God for my salvation. By the grace of God, I'm a Sierra Leonean. I'm here in Ghana studying at the Anakazu Bible School. One of the best Bible schools in the whole world. Amen. Back in Sierra Leone, I used to be a Muslim. For 29 good years, I practiced Islam. Amen. As time goes on, one day I was sitting at my house. A lady came by and said, "Brother, I want to invite you to church. But our culture does not allow us to go to church. We are even told that they are worshipping something that is not God." So I told myself, "No. I want to go and experience this Jesus that these people have been talking about. So I decided to follow this lady on one faithful Sunday. As I went to church, I sat down, they preached powerfully. They make an altar call. I gave my life to Christ. And then, as church is over, I was not convicted because I was still having a doubt in my heart. So it went for a long time. Then we have an Ebola outbreak. During this Ebola outbreak, I was so frustrated because people were dying. For those of you who don't know about this dangerous disease, it's a virus that anything, someone that have this particular sickness touch, you, the person, comes and touches and you scratch your skin, you have been infected. Within 3 days, you are dead. But by the grace of God, God kept me for a reason so that I can see the true Jesus who these people are worshiping. So as time goes on, there was a day that the thing has got worse. So one of the leaders of the Christian organization in Sierra Leone have a revelation from God. And he says that God told him that there is only one way that people will be saved and this particular disease will be wiped out from Sierra Leone. And the only way is by us all in Sierra Leone to fast and pray. So he went home and decided to talk to the president of the nation. So they allow him to make the announcement over radio. So after the announcement, everyone decided to fast and pray. But he said, on Friday, I want each and every one of us, that is all the Sierra Leoneans, the whole nation, at 6 p.m. in the evening on Friday, everyone should mention the name of Jesus. I was standing on the way, looking at these Muslims and these people that are practicing juju, that if they can mention this name, then I am convinced that this Jesus is truly the Son of God. So I stand by and I was waiting. So at 6 p.m. exactly on Friday, everybody shout the name of Jesus. And I was say, is this true? What really amazed me is that these people who have been leading us in prayer, that is the elders of the Muslim committee, the imams. One of them was passing me by with an undertone shouting the name of Jesus. I said, wow. And as I look onto my right, I saw another man who was a juju man, too, shouting the name of Jesus. Then I fall to my knees and I start to cry. I said, oh Lord, for the past 29 years, have been following the wrong thing. Now that I have believed that you are the true King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega, I give you my life. I will give you everything. I give you my whole life. So when it came for the Anakazu Bible School, that they sent a form that they want people to come to the Bible school to learn, I give myself up fully because of this Jesus have saved me from something that is dreadful. As you are here, my brothers and sisters, do not worry. Even if you come with your problems, you are confused in your heart, you don't believe this Jesus, before you leave this place, your salvation will come to you. God bless you.
That is a pastor in the making. Put your hands together for the Lord. And now I want to invite to the stage our sister Janice Addison. Please welcome Mrs. Janice Addison to give her testimony.
Hallelujah. My name is Janice Addison. I'm a lady pastor from the Kodesh. I'm here to thank the Lord and to thank Bishop Doug for my life and the fact that I was able to walk to this stage well. Hallelujah. Somewhere last year, Good Friday, I came to this program and I had two blisters in front of my leg which turned into sores. And at a point, the sores healed. So I thought I was okay. But with time, those points started getting swollen, and my whole leg got swollen. I went to all the hospitals I know. It's like I went to the Mission Hospital. Nothing could be done. It's like I went, take this antibiotic. I realized I was taking a lot of antibiotics. I went to Kolebu. I even went to see Bishop Ogo because I was like, Bishop. So when I got to Kolebu, I went back forth. They really couldn't do anything. Keep on giving me antibiotics every week. It didn't change, but my leg was becoming bigger. One side was like double and a half of the other one. My leg was just getting bigger. And they really couldn't tell what the problem was because I had done all the tests. I'd done everything. The last time I went to the hospital, the doctor told me that there's nothing they can do at Kolebu. And that if I come back, he's going to cast the demon out. I said, no. Then it means I can't go to the hospital again because they can't help me. So I just stayed in the house. But then in the house, I took last year's prayer that Bishop prayed for us at the Good Friday. I stayed in the house for 10 weeks. I was not coming to church. I told Bishop Oko that I can't come to church. He said, okay, because he knew what was going on. And some of the pastors at the Kodesh. So I just stayed at home for 10 weeks. All that I did, because I couldn't get up. I was supposed to lie down. And my feet was on a chair with some pillows on it. Because my feet must be up always. Immediately I walk, it just gets swollen. And I don't know what the problem was. But I just took the message. And every evening, Bishop will pray. Bishop will have communion. So as I listen, every evening, I took the communion. I fed on the prayer every evening. I stayed in the house for 10 weeks. I was not in church. And by the time that 10 weeks ended, I came to church. I'm whole. My leg is gone. The swelling is gone. Everything. The only thing I can find is the 2 points that started the sore. And I'm very well. There's no problem. And I thank God and I thank Bishop for the prayer. Please don't stop praying for us.
Clap your hands for the Lord. We are going to have communion today. But I'm told some people have started eating the communion. Now, listen. If you eat it without prayer, you are eating bread and drinking wine. And you can get drunk. Are you there? So please don't eat it now and don't drink the wine now. At the right time, we shall receive our instructions. Shall we receive the final testimony? Roland Hosu. Is Roland here? Roland. Okay. I can't find him anyway. Yeah, Roland Hosu and his wife. Clap for them as they come up. Oh, go ahead and clap for them. He likes red. All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our names are Mr. and Mrs. Hosu. And the baby is called Kafui. Our testimony goes like this. We've been married for 10 years, and I've been a member of Lighthouse since 1999. My wife joined in the 2000s. We've been married for 10 years looking for a child. We've been to all the major hospitals that you could think about in Accra. My wife had a series of miscarriages, about 3 miscarriages. And the doctors couldn't tell us what exactly the problem was. So we did several tests to also find whether there were any issue with us. But they couldn't tell us anything. Then what happened is that we came to the Good Friday service. That was last year. And before then, we even visited another specialist hospital in Accra. And the doctor did several tests and he realized that my wife had series of fibroids, small. So he said he would like to conduct a surgery. And then he went ahead and did a surgery.
So when we came for the Good Friday all night, Bishop prayed a prayer. And he said, you shall serve and he shall bless. So we took this prayer when we went home. We stored it on our phone. And anytime we are meeting, we are performing as husband and wife. The message or the prayer keeps praying. I have even decided to use it as my ringtone. So anytime you call me, the prayer prays. Hallelujah. Amen. And then we also continue serving in the house of the Lord, witnessing, bringing people to church, establishing members. So we decided to go to the hospital again because the doctor told us that because of the history of my wife, the only way she could conceive would be through IVF. She could not conceive naturally. So he asked us to start the process of IVF. And then once the wound heals, the wound from the surgery heals, then he will commence the process of IVF. So once we came here and the prayer was prayed and then we were playing the prayer and then working, hallelujah. Amen. We realized that exactly a month after the Good Friday service, my wife missed her period. So we decided to perform the pregnancy test in the house. We bought the kit and we did it ourselves. And it was positive by the glory of God. So we decided to go back to the hospital and then told the doctor, please, we have come to start the process. So he asked my wife, when was the last time you had your period? And then she mentioned the date. He said, no, I need to perform a pregnancy test. So he did the test, and then he came. He said, Mukoya. Hallelujah. And then he told me, congratulations, your wife is pregnant. Hallelujah. You can all see the baby to the glorification of the name of our Lord. So this is evidence-based testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to talk more about the medical aspects because he mixed everything together. To encourage ladies like me who is into this situation. What happened is when the doctor told us we would do the operation and we agreed. After the operation, he told us from three months before we can even start of doing any process or thinking about getting pregnant because my womb had to heal first. I said, okay. So my husband was ready and he asked me, are you ready to go through that process of IVF? I told him you should give me 1 month. We did the operation in January, last year, January. And we are supposed to do the start the operation in March. And March was the Good Friday. So I told him after February that he should give me another 1 month to pray to my God first. And that was the month we came. So if I didn't have informed him to wait, like we would start the process in February. So when we went and we left the place, I told God that as we are coming for Easter Friday, and the topic was he shall serve and he shall bless. So when we came and we took the communion, that is, I'm preparing for some weeks to go and see the doctor. And that particular week, I was ovulating. So I told God that I'm not ready. Mindset, I mean psychologically, I'm not ready. My mind is not prepared to go and do the operation. So I'm the IVF, so I'm not going. So I told him he should give me that time. And that was when we were praying and believing God with the prayers. And through and performing, doing our duty as husband and wife. And it happened. So I'm here to encourage all ladies who are into this same situation, believing God for this miracle, that as they are here, they should take the prayers, communion, partake, and go and perform their duties, and God will surely answer them. Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. Amen. Is it fantastic? Is it amazing? Is it supernatural? Clap your hands for the Lord. It's too powerful. Believe God. Listen to the message, play the prayer, and do the work. That's how it is. You go with a miracle in the name of Jesus. Next year, by this time, you also have a testimony. Do you believe it? As we get ready for the word, I want us to invite our sister Ida.
Serving the Lord and working in the church, but now I have a greater passion to love my Lord. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is so great, yet He seems so far. When I talk to Him, it seems that He doesn't even hear. Of my life, so take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love You, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love You more. Fall in love with You so deeply. Lord, show me how to love You more. I don't want to serve without loving You. Oh, 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 oh. If any man really loves me, he will keep my commandments. Lord, I am meditating on Your word so I can love You more. Lord, have You told me that I'm not doing? Lord, please help me to keep Your commandments. Where have You sent me that I'm not going? Am I holding back? I want to sacrifice more for You. Loving You with all of my heart. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love You, Lord, is the great command. God show me how to love you more. I don't wanna serve without loving you. Oh, oh God, thank you for loving me first, and also for choosing me first. I want to love you back as hard as I can, 'cause you love me so. I want to be just like Jesus. He who loved the Father so. I know that I have not seen and ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for those who love Him. That is why I want to love you more. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve without loving you. I'm getting closer to you, and I will keep loving you until the end. One day I'll be called a friend of God. So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. All my days I give to Thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more, fall in love with you so deeply. Lord, show me how to love you. Oh, yeah. I don't want to serve without loving you. Oh, Lord, show me how to love you more. Oh, I don't want to serve without loving you. Oh.
While standing, it is time for what we have been waiting for. Are you here tonight? Hold your neighbor's shoulder and shake him and tell him it's time for a miracle. It's time for the word. Hallelujah. Right here in the city of Accra, we bless God for his gift. The Bible says when Christ ascended, he gave gifts to men. We are blessed to have one of these outstanding gifts of God right in our midst. Amen. He is a pastor. He is a teacher. He is a prolific author. Are you here? He is an apostle. Through him, by the grace of God, we have God established more than 3,000 churches worldwide. Written more than 100 books. He is the chancellor of the Anakazo Bible School. Are you here? He is the evangelist that God has called for our nation and many nations in the world. He is our prophet. He is the gift of God to us. Help me welcome the bishop, God, he was here. Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Nothing is impossible.
Lift your hand, everybody. I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe the word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today.
Give the Lord a shout. Let us pray, let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for gathering us here on this Good Friday. Thank you that it's a Good Friday because it's the day we remember how Jesus died on a cross for us to save us from our sins. Thank you for today. Bless everyone that is here. Touch every life. Lord, we are not going to go back the same. Let everyone go out of this place with your power and your miracle. We receive it. We ask for angels to ascend and descend in this place. Thank you for your mighty blessing. And your power that is released in our midst today. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen. Amen. God bless you. Tell somebody, I expect my miracle today. And you may be seated. Wow. Are you glad to be here? We thank God for gathering us here. We acknowledge the presence of the Vice President of Ghana. I believe we'll hear from him at the right time. Amen. And I acknowledge all the other bishops. The representative of the Chief Justice is also here with us. You're welcome, sir. And all the other bishops, my friend Reverend Steve, you're welcome. What a blessing. Now, today, I want us to really believe in Jesus, our Savior. So, my short message today is entitled, Why Many People Believe That Jesus Is the Son of God. Why many people believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Because I want you to know that you have believed in the Son of God. And the Son of God is part of your life. Hallelujah. And so, we are so blessed to know Jesus. And it is because of Jesus that we are here. So, my opening scripture is in Luke chapter 1. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor with God. All right? And you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Then said the Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35. And the angel said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. You have believed in the Son of God. And as you are sitting here today, I want you to know that it is no lesser person than the Son of God himself that you are receiving and receiving from in your life. My second scripture is the one you all know, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Now tonight, or this afternoon, I want you to know that you are believing in nothing other than the Son of God himself. And who is God? Where is he? We are on earth. If the sky is a little clear, you see the stars, you see the moon, and you see the planets. Jupiter is out tonight. The nearest star to us, the nearest star, is called Proxima Centauri. Proxima Centauri. And it is 4.5 light years away from the Independence Square. If you are flying a plane at 55,000 kilometers per hour, a normal British Airways, these planes that are flying over, when they are going very fast, they fly at 1,000. But if you fly 55 times the speed, it will take us 80,000 years to reach the nearest star. 80,000 years. How old are you? How many years are you going to live? I need water. How many years are you going to live? 60, 70, 50. It will take 80. The Bible is about 6,000 years old. Imagine that. So to take 80,000 years to get to the nearest star, which is 4.5 light years away, which means that when you see the star twinkling, the nearest star, you are seeing what it looked like in 2013, 4 years ago. When it's light years, it means you see, what you see is what it looked like 4 years. It has taken 4 years for the light to reach your eyes. Some of the other stars in the constellations, like in Orion, which is easy to see, one of them, Rigel, is 650 light years away. It's so far. The nearest one is 80,000 years away to fly. That's the nearest. That's 4.5 light years. But this one is 650 light years. So it's very, very, very far. And no human being, I mean, there are so many stars, there are more stars than there is sand on the sea, sand out there. So, we are a small planet. And when you take off from this planet, years ago, in 1977, the Voyager spacecraft took off from America towards Jupiter. And they got there after 2 years. Flying at 55,000 kilometers per hour. It took 2 years. And they filmed Jupiter. Huge. 1,000 of the Earth can fit into Jupiter. And then they continued to Saturn, which was also very, very huge. And when they got to the last planet, they took a picture of the sun. And the sun had become one of the stars. Not knowing that the sun is just a star. It's the nearest star to us. So we on this earth are sitting near the nearest star, which is the sun. And then there are more stars. So we are nothing. I mean, we on this earth are very small. And in Ghana too. And then also in the Independence Square. All right. But we feel so important. I don't know why we are so important. So who is God? And where is he? We are all on this earth, very proud, always quarreling, always causing problems. And God so created the world. He created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and one planet in the middle of nowhere. He's made us near enough to the sun so that we don't feel cold. And not too close so that we don't feel too hot. Already it's very hot. You can imagine if we shift some few miles nearer, we are finished. Because in Mali and so on, the temperature is around 45. As we are struggling with 33, 34, in Mali, it's about 45 during in March. Yes. So if we shift the earth a little closer, we will all fry. If we go a little this way, we will all be very cold. So God has made us and has made this world. And demons, which were here long before we came, were here before us. There are devils that have been in every country full of demons. So man was created and here we are on this earth. And the devil managed to convince Adam and Eve to disobey their creator. And since then, human beings have become progressively more evil and more affected and influenced by devils. That is why we like fighting. And that's why we like quarreling. Now, God saw that we were all going to go to hell. Now, if you have a child, would you like your child to go to hell? No. Oh. So God so loved the world that he decided to send his only begotten son. Wow. Who came in the form of a man to come to this world to save us. Wow. So that is how you have this famous verse, John 3:16. That God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Now, why should you believe in Jesus? And if you have Jesus, you have everything. And during the communion time, which is coming up very soon, we are going to be blessed to partake of his life, the life of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Now, why should you believe in Jesus? It's a good question. It's a good question. Now, anytime you make a claim, you must justify your claims. Are you with me? And Jesus Christ confirmed and justified his claims that he was the Son of God. So after this service, when you go home, there is no witch, there is no wizard, there is no power that can stand before you once you have Jesus, the Son of God, with you. Hallelujah. Now, one of the great things, many things that Jesus did that showed that he was the Son of God. Number one was that he was recognized by evil spirits. When you read the Bible, everywhere he went, one time he was preaching in Capernaum and the demons started shouting, "Leave us alone. What do we have to do with you? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art." So the demons recognized, they knew him because he was in the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And all things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. Nothing was made without Him. So, Jesus is known and recognized. All the spirits know Him. Because they were here before we came. We are not going to be here for so long. So they recognized Him. Everywhere they were challenging Him. And sometimes they were saying, don't send us here, please. Are you come to destroy us before the time? Because there is a time when all these spirits will be banished into hell. Now, if you ask something, you must be able to prove it. If you are a soldier, I see some soldiers here. You must be able to do 55 press-ups within 1 minute. Otherwise, I don't accept that you are a soldier. Yes, it's a minimum requirement for a soldier and even the police. I think the police 45 press-ups and the soldiers 55. The soldiers are stronger than the police. Confirm your claims. Now, if you are a doctor, you can't say you are a doctor and there are some things you can't do. One time I was on a plane, they announced, I've been many times, they announced, if there's any doctor, could you please identify yourself? If they said, because somebody is going to have a baby, you can't stand and say you don't know what it is. Or somebody's collapsed, somebody's dead even. You should know when somebody is alive. One time I was called on a plane, Air France. I was flying from where? Dakar, Mali. I was flying from Mali, from Bamako. And they called me. There was no doctor. So, and it was 2 a.m. I have to get up and go and see. And there was a man, he was sitting like this. He was not smiling. He was not talking. He was not doing anything. And as a doctor, I should know when somebody is alive or dead. So I examined him and informed the cabin crew that this man is dead. He has finished eating and he died. So I have to be able to, otherwise I shouldn't call myself a doctor. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Now, I want to say to Jesus that, you, Jesus, if you are the Son of God, then prove it. You can't stand and make serious claims to be the Son of God without proving that you are the Son of God. It's very serious to say that you are the Son of God. Jesus did many wonderful things. One of them was that He walked on the water. How many have walked on the water before? Bible says, and straight away Jesus constrained His disciples to go, and He went into the mountain to pray. And when the ship was in the midst of the sea, in the fourth watch of the night, about 3 a.m., He went forth unto them, walking on the sea. The sea is just here. After church, you can try. Prove that you are the Son of God before you. And one of the things was that He walked on the sea. He walked on the sea like that. Wow. Ask your neighbor, do you know anybody else who has walked on the sea before? Another time, Jesus calmed the storm. He spoke to the weather. Bible says there was a great wind, and He rebuked the winds, and there was a great calm. Do you know anybody who can control the weather? No, not even the weatherman. Another time, Jesus fed 5,000 people in one day. Yeah. These are all documented historical facts. He commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, took 5 loaves, 2 fishes, looking up to heaven, he blessed it, and he broke it, and he fed everyone who was there. And they that ate were about 5,000 men, and apart from women and children. So they must have been much more than that. Another reason why people believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that's why you have believed in the Son of God, is because of the great miracles which he did. Jesus healed many diseases. Yes. And today we are doctors. I have doctors on stage. Many diseases have no cure. Jesus met a madman walking naked. Today, 2,000 years later, we have mad people walking around in Ghana, and not only Ghana, other countries. Jesus did many miracles. The Bible says multitudes followed him. Because if you say you are the Son of God, sickness must respond to you. When you say to it, go away. It must respond to you. And Jesus healed every sickness that human beings could not handle. Jesus did it. And tonight, he will do it for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus will do it for you. Yeah. Jesus is a healing Jesus. Yeah. And he's here tonight to heal you. Now, Jesus Christ healed every fantastic blind people. Blind people. Look, we are in the year 2017. I remember when Stevie Wonder came to my office and I asked him how he became blind, and he told me from birth. And I thought to myself, with all the medicine in America, the technology, able to go to Jupiter, they can do everything but cannot open the eyes of someone. But Jesus, he met blind Bartimaeus. And he said, be opened. And his eyes were opened. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, these are things that confirmed and proved that we are not dealing with an ordinary person. As we have gathered here today to celebrate and receive from him. Jesus healed a woman with the issue of blood. Today, when you go to Kolebu, we have a gynecological block, obstetrics. It's still a problem. That's why the Bible cannot easily be set aside. But when you read it, you see things that are happening today. He healed paralyzed people. Today, it's not easy. People who are paralyzed are paralyzed. There was a man who used to be Superman. He had an accident and he was paralyzed. That was it. We are in the year 2017. We've gone up to Jupiter, space, everything, exploring space. But these things that Jesus did, healing a man that was paralyzed, still, you cannot find people who can do that. All these were proving that he was the Son of God. He healed the deaf, the dumb. He healed mental patients. He healed every kind of illness. All these were proofs that he was the Son of God. Then Jesus raised the dead. Now, you see, if you are the Son of God, you should be able to do things that human beings cannot do. Nobody can do it. Now, we all know somebody who is dead. And we all have somebody we may have liked to raise from the dead. But we buried them. But Jesus Christ, I'm trying to show you, you see, the Bible says the life is, Leviticus 17:11 says, the life is in the blood. So today, when we receive the blood, you are receiving the life of this person into your life. Yes, it's not a small thing. You are receiving the life of the Son of God himself. You are receiving his touch. So Jesus Christ raised three people recorded in the Bible. One was Jairus' daughter. He raised her from the dead. They called him to the house. When he got there, everyone was mourning. They had started the funeral. And he asked everyone to excuse him. And he raised her from the dead and presented her to the family. Wow. But some people criticized him and said that maybe the girl wasn't really dead. She was sleeping. So Jesus decided, okay, next time I'll wait longer, maybe for the funeral or something. So the next time there was a boy in the city of Nain. He died and they were going to bury him. This one, it was real cemetery they were going to. And Jesus saw this young man and he was moved with compassion. Do you know anybody like that? He was moved with compassion and he came to the boy and he said, young man, I say to you, arise. And he rose up. Hallelujah. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Another time, he was criticized still that maybe the boy was asleep because some people are sleeping when they are dead. So maybe he raised him too early. So the third time, she heard that Lazarus, his friend, was very sick and was dying. But when he died, Jesus now delayed. And his disciples asked him, don't you care? Won't you go and see this man? He said, wait, I know what I'm doing. He waited for 4 days. And when he went, I mean, look, the cemetery is just here. I don't know any pastor or anyone here who can say, come with me, take me to the cemetery. Jesus took the people. He said, take me to the cemetery where you buried him last Tuesday. Hey! And when he got to the cemetery, he said, where is it? And they led him all the way to the grave. And when he got to the grave, he said, bring your pickaxe. Start digging. And Jesus was just standing there. Jesus was just standing there. You're finished. Bring out the body. Bring it out. Exhume. And they brought out, they opened the grave. And Jesus said, what was his name again? Lazarus. I said, Lazarus, come out. Come out. And Jesus Christ spoke those words. And this was a mighty miracle. I'm talking about the son of the one who made the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, and everything. The only begotten Jupiter, the only begotten son of God. And after 4 days of being, when we said decomposed, when I was in medical school, there was a young man who was 2 years behind me. He killed himself in the hostel. And no one knew. He wasn't so friendly, so he didn't have friends. Tell your neighbor, be friendly, eh? Otherwise, we can't. It's not a good thing. So he committed suicide, and no one knew where he was. But after 3 days, the medical school hostel was stinking. The whole place, everybody thought maybe several rats have died in the place. So this, what is his name? Lazarus. He must have been stinking and swollen. Because in the school, it took us only three days. But this was 4 days. And Lazarus came out. So Jesus performed a miracle of calling the spirit of Lazarus from whether he went to heaven or hell. He was called back. Number two, the decomposed body was recomposed. And then number three, he was healed of the disease which he died of. Otherwise, he would have died immediately of the same heart condition or whatever. This is three miracles in one. How many are glad that you have Jesus as your personal Savior? Wow. Beautiful. Beautiful. So this is one of the reasons why many people believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And then, another reason why people believe Jesus is the Son of God, it's because, like, what I'm saying is that it's easy for people to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It's because of the things he said. He said, I am the way. I am the way. I am. You see, these are very dangerous things to say. If you can't prove such things, you have to be careful. You can't say you are a soldier, you can't do 55 press-ups. So Jesus said, his claims, no one has ever made those claims before. From before up to him and after. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one. No one. I mean, like, no one comes to the Father except he's coming through me. Hey! This is serious. So, all of you who are worshipping stones and rivers, take note. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No one can come to the Father except he's coming through me. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. How many want a good shepherd to love you and rob you and care for you? Wow. Jesus said, I am the door. I am the door. I am the door. He is the door to heaven. This I swear. Jesus said, I am the true light that lighteth every man that comes to this world. These are the claims of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. I'm holding resurrection. I'm holding life. All these and more are the reasons why many of us found it easy to believe and receive Jesus as the Son of God. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him. Now, the last and most important reason why Jesus is believed in is because he died on the cross for all of us. You know, before Jesus died on the cross, the Thursday, he took a cup. He took a cup. And he said, this is my blood. This is my blood. Why? Because without the shedding of blood, your sins cannot be forgiven. Now look at us here in Ghana. Always quarreling. One party is quarreling with another. Shh. Fighting. So many things that we are doing. We ourselves know that we are sinners. You don't need anybody to tell you you are bad. But Jesus Christ, the night before he was crucified, he took a cup and said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission and the forgiveness of the sins of the whole world. Now, everybody is attracted to somebody who is going to forgive the sins. Everybody wants a God who is going to forgive us and cleanse us. The Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So Good Friday is about the day that Jesus shed his blood for us. Hallelujah. How many know that you need the blood of Jesus to wash your sins? Hey, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. How many of you here have told a lie before? Lies, lies. Raise your hand. What about those on stage? Hey, the pastors even. Bishops. How many want your lies to be washed away and forgiven? How many have stolen something before? I see parliamentarians here. Aye! How many know know that Jesus has come to wash our sins away? How many have been jealous before? Jealousy, jealousy. How many have been wicked before? Wickedness, wickedness. Some of you, when you were in secondary school, I tell you, you were the most wicked seniors. I have people in church, when they come to church and they see some of their seniors from school, their hearts start beating in church because of wickedness. How many have committed fornication before? Some of you must lift up your legs as well as your hands. Hey! But Jesus Christ, the Son of God, wow, he came and he shed his blood. He said, "This is my blood, which is shed for you and for your sins." Tonight, I want you to know that not every blood is the same. One time I was at Kolebu, I was working as a doctor there, and a patient needed blood. You know? And I'm sure it's still the same. At a point, I had to go to the blood bank myself. Another time, I had a friend who was in need of blood. I went myself. I said, "I need blood. I need this type of blood because there are different types of blood." I opened the fridge myself. I said, "What about this? What about this? What about this?" He said, "This type is not the type. This type is not the type. This type is not the type. Not all blood is the same." Then I saw some blood on a table, you know, in packets. And I said, "What about this blood?" And they told me, "This blood is all expired. The power in this blood is finished. It's expired blood." I couldn't get the blood that I needed. Because there are different types of blood. Now, when God wanted to save us, he didn't use the blood of an angel or the blood of a Ghanaian or the blood of a Nigerian or the blood of an Englishman, but he decided to use the blood of his own son. Hallelujah! The blood that will never lose its power. Because there are different types of blood and that will never expire. That's why 2,000 years have gone by and the blood is working for Steve Mensah in Ghana in 2017. If it had been the blood of an angel, by now it would have expired after 200 years. And you see that you can't be saved. You'll be in Ghana, you can't. Or maybe the blood will only affect the Middle East. But it will not get down to Africa. And we'll be hot. But tonight, there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ to save the whole nation of Ghana, to save your life, to save your family, to save us from our sins. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 1, "He shall be called Jesus, for he shall save thy people from their sins." Jesus has come to save us from our sins. And tonight, this beautiful Good Friday is to celebrate the day Jesus went on the cross. By the way, Jesus did not need to die on the cross. I mean, he could have lived on. Recently, I went to India and I had my greatest shock. When I went to India in Chennai, I saw a church building, special church building, dedicated to no other person than Thomas. Do you remember Thomas? The one who didn't believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. Yeah. They said that was where Thomas was killed. So not knowing that Jesus could have also got on a boat and gone to India, Morocco, everywhere, going around. So it wasn't like Jesus' life was finished. He was just 33. But you see, you cannot be saved by the preaching of Jesus. It is what can wash away your sins. What is it that can actually wash the sins of the world? Is it the parables of Jesus? Is it the stories of Jesus? No, it is the blood of Jesus that was shed for us on Calvary's cross. So as for Jesus, he could have gone on and on and on, traveling to India, China, all over, touring the whole world. Because Thomas even went to India, his contemporary. And he died there. But Jesus knew, Bible says he set his face to go to Jerusalem. He knew that what he had to do was to accomplish his death on the cross, to wash your sins and my sins. And today, 2,000 years after Jesus died, look at us in the Independence Square, celebrating the blood of Jesus and receiving the blood of Jesus to wash us from our sins. Give the Lord a mighty shout of hallelujah. Now listen. Listen. You must take Jesus very seriously. Even as we have gathered here, you must believe in him. You must trust him. You must follow what he says. You must accept him as your master and your savior. And you must decide to follow him and dedicate your life and serve him with all your heart. Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love God. And today, all of us gathered in this great square, God is calling us to dedicate ourselves to passionately love Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died for us. And when he loves us, what do? In return, we love him back and serve him with all our hearts. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto us. Tonight, I'm going to pray with everyone. I don't want anyone to be moving. This is the holy moment, and I'm going to pray for the sick. And we are going to have miracles and also our communion, and I'm going to pray for everyone. But I want us to stand up now for a moment. How many are believing that Jesus is the Son of God? Beautiful. Put your hands down and close your eyes for a moment. If you are here tonight and you want to accept Jesus as your Savior, you want to say, Jesus, I want to believe in you and I want to receive you. Maybe somebody invited you here, but maybe you haven't received him as your Savior. That would be a big mistake, because the Bible says, God sent not his Son to condemn us. No one is condemned. Not a person is condemned. But he sent his Son to speak to us and to save us. So as every head is bowed and every eye closed on this beautiful Good Friday, if you want to say, Jesus, I want to receive you as my Savior and my Master. Maybe somebody invited you, but you don't know Jesus. And you don't know if you die tomorrow, will you now find out that you don't know God? You don't know Jesus. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, you want me to pray with you to give your heart to the Son of God, and lift your right hand up high, and I'm going to pray with you. Lift it up high. Just your right hand. Just one hand. If you've lifted your hand, I want you to come to me in the front here. I want to pray with you. Come.
Come on to Jesus.
Come.
Oh, give in your life.
I want Jesus to save me, to wash me. Come. God bless you as you come. Quickly. Quickly.
Let it.
I want Jesus to save me and to change me.
Come on to Jesus. Give him your life today. Oh, come on to Jesus. Let him have
There's no more space, so stand where you are. Don't move anymore. Just stand there. I'm going to pray with you where you are. Just stay where you are. Many, many. There are thousands and thousands of people here. But wherever you are standing, just lift your hand and let me pray with you. Because we are continuing this service. Very important. With your hands lifted up high, I want Jesus to save me. I'm talking about no other than, I'm not talking about a pastor. I'm not talking about a man. I'm not talking about an ordinary person. I'm talking about the Son of the Highest. I'm talking about the Son of God, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Lift your hands up high. If you want Jesus to save you, wash your sins away. Lift it up high and say with me, Lord Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Lord Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Everybody join in. Say, I am a sinner. I've done many, many bad things. But tonight, I open my heart. I give my life to Jesus. I give my heart to Jesus. Oh God, please forgive me for my sins. Wash me. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Make me a new person. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior and my Master. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for forgiving me. I believe in you, Jesus, as my Savior. Please change my life. Say, change my life. Change my life. Make me a new person. From today, I will serve you. From tonight, I will follow Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Now, I'm going to give you, those of you who came forward and the others who were coming, just lift your hand and somebody's going to give you one of my books. This is a gift from me. It says, How to Be Born Again and to Avoid Going to Hell. Hallelujah. What a blessing for you. How many of you want one of these books? Wonderful. Where are the people giving the books? Are they around? Yes, give out the books. All those who are coming and you didn't come again, lift your hand so that we can give you some of the books. I stopped you from coming because there were so many people. Wonderful. Now, all of us, listen. You know, I went to a secondary school, right? But I didn't know Jesus Christ. You see, in Ghana, everybody is religious. When you ask people everybody believes in God. Everybody is religious, but we are not really changed. We are not really born again. But tonight you are born again. I can't hear you. I say from tonight you are born again. From tonight there is a change by this simple prayer. Somebody say, how can this prayer change you? That's how people get married. You say, I do. You pray. That's all. You are married. Your life is changed. So this simple prayer you are praying, by this prayer, when you say amen, amen, that's it. You are changed. The power of God has come on your life. And your life will never be the same again from today. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask all of you to go back to your seats. And we are going to have communion and miracle healing. So I need you to go back quietly to where you are sitting. And we are just going to have communion. There are so many people, I don't know what we can do. Hallelujah. Now we are going to have our holy communion at this time. Amen. How many believe that Jesus is here? Now, one of the reasons why we know Jesus is alive is because he heals people today. Is that not fantastic? Jesus heals people today.
Brothers,
can you take out your communion if you have it and take your seat? No movement. This is the special time in this Good Friday service, a communion healing time. Communion healing miracle session. Everybody. Wow. Can you take out your communion? Everybody, take out your communion. How many are glad that you are serving the only begotten Son of God? Beautiful. Now in John chapter 6, in John chapter 6, can everybody take your seat, please, if you have a seat? Only those at the back who are standing are allowed to stand. John chapter 6, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." Wow. "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat." Everybody say, "My flesh is meat." Say, "My flesh is meat." "My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed." Wow. "He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." So when you eat the blood of Jesus, the body of Jesus, and you drink his blood, what is going to happen is that he will dwell in you. Wow. How many want Jesus to be in you? Hey, if Jesus is in you, nothing bad can happen to you. Amen. "He that eats my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him." So when you eat the flesh and you drink the blood, you dwell inside God, and Jesus also dwells in you. So from today, as you take this communion, you are dwelling in Christ, and you are protected from all types of wickedness that may come against you, because you are dwelling in Jesus. Any arrow pointing at you will fail in Jesus' name. And when you drink the blood of Jesus, God dwelleth in you. There is now power in you. That is why when you say in the name of Jesus, the power in you starts to work. And Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, he shall live by me." He that eateth me shall live by me. So we are about to eat him, and we are going to live by him and by his power. "He that eateth me shall live by me." You are not an ordinary person going out of this place, because you are going to live by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the body of Jesus Christ. Stand up and hold your bread.
Brothers, sisters, we are one,
and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet went out and some people were making food. And when they started eating, one of them cried out, "There is poison in the pot." And the prophet said, "Take some meal like this." That meal is like a meal, but it also means flour, like bread, and put it in the pot. And the wickedness and the poison in the pot was neutralized. Tonight, as you take this bread, whatever is negative in your body will be neutralized by the body of Jesus Christ. Every abnormality in your body will be corrected as you receive this communion. The body of Jesus said, "My flesh is meat indeed." You are about to receive the greatest meal of all time, the body of Jesus Christ. Anything that is not working in you will be corrected. Because of the body of Jesus Christ, your healing is sure. Your deliverance from wickedness is sure. Father, we thank you as we stand before this great congregation to receive the body of Jesus Christ. Let healings flow into the lives of your people. Let there be miracles upon miracles upon miracles upon miracles. Anyone who is appointed to death, let that appointment be canceled because of this prayer. Thank you that we are going to dwell in you and you will dwell in us. Thank you for divine protection for everyone here today. We give you thanks. Power is being released all over this Independence Square right now. Healings and miracles are flowing everywhere. Everyone. Power is moving. The angels of the Lord are here. Receive God's power and healing into your body. Your eyes are being healed. Your brain is being healed. Your stomach is being healed. Your lungs are being healed. Your blood is healed. Every wicked disease and diagnosis is healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The body of Jesus Christ. And now the blood. Listen, he said, "When I see the blood, I'll pass over." Tonight, as we take this blood, this is special. Although we have communion every time, this is special. There's power here. Whatever mistake you've made in your life that is going against you, by the blood, you are forgiven. You are released from your mistakes. You are released from your errors. He said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over." Whatever wickedness is destined for you, because of this blood, you are covered, you are protected in Jesus' name. You are healed. "When I see the blood, I shall pass over." The Lord at this time is delivering you from your mistakes, your sins, your errors. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, you are planted in Christ and you are established in Christ forever and ever. Receive healing. Receive deliverance. Receive life. Ah, Shaloma, Kasabalama, Paroba Laba Shanda Laba Kima Laba Banda. He that eateth my body and drink my blood has life. Receive life. Life is coming into your life. Whatever cannot be found in the life of Christ cannot be found in you. For the life is in the blood. As you are about to receive this blood, you are about to drink life. You are about to drink life into your life. The life is in the blood. 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 You are receiving a new life. You You are receiving extension of days. You are receiving blessing. You are receiving a new kind of life. The life is in the blood. In the blood. Father, we lift up the blood before you. We declare this to be the blood. And as we receive it, we are receiving the life that is in the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame.
Everybody together, I love the old cross.
And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my
your children, Lord. Bless them with healing. Everything that will cause you to be admitted in the hospital is canceled today in Jesus' name. You will never lie down in a hospital bed in the name of Jesus. Receive healing for your liver. Receive healing for your kidney. Receive healing for your eyes. Receive healing for your mind. Whatever makes you cry, whatever makes you afraid, whatever makes you sick, I curse it today in the name of Jesus. Receive the power of God in your life. God is setting you free from the spirit of death. You will not die when Satan wants you to die. Rather, I declare life has entered into you. Receive a blessing. Receive a blessing of health. Whoever is called barren here, a year from now, you'll be declaring your testimony. Whatever desire you have for your health, receive perfect and absolute healing. No more money of yours will be spent on doctors and medicines. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are declared healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Peace comes into your life. Whatever is threatening your life, whatever is threatening to take you out of this life, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive long life. You will celebrate 50 years. You will celebrate 40 years. You will celebrate 60 years. You celebrate 30 years. You celebrate 70 years. You celebrate 80. You celebrate 90. Long life is coming to you. You celebrate 100 years. Receive in the name of Jesus. Whatever operation has been scheduled for your life, in the name of Jesus, I declare it is no longer necessary. The power of God is entering into your life permanently today in the name of Jesus. Every visit to the hospital, always, always going, always coming, always going. Receive deliverance from visiting hospitals in Jesus' name. Now, any blessing and healing and miracle you hear, you must say amen. Now, he said his life will be in you. I declare the plague of poverty is taken away from your life today. Tonight marks the end of begging and asking and needing people to help you. Receive God's blessing on your financial situation today. Receive miracle jobs in the next 1 year. God gives to you miracle jobs, good jobs, stable jobs, stability in your life in Jesus' name. Somebody here, you have lost favor, but I declare God is restoring favor to you in the name of Jesus. Whatever favor you have lost, receive a restoration of that favor. Receive your promotion in the name of Jesus. I declare the release of many millionaires and prosperous people out of this congregation. Can I hear you say amen? Can I hear you say amen? You become an employer of many people. You become an employer of many people. God lifts you up. All uncertain riches, riches associated with debts and mortgages, I command a release from debts and confusion and mortgages tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. You are free from debts. You will no longer be haunted by people that you owe. I declare you genuinely prosperous by the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. And now lift your hand and receive divine protection. Any type of accident by land, by sea, water, by air, any type of freak accident, unfortunate incident, you are delivered from it in Jesus' name. I command your divine convoys of angels to be around you. You are protected. You will live and not die in the name of Jesus. Every armed robbery attack against you, I curse it in Jesus' name. You are surviving every type of attack against your life in Jesus' name. You are safe. Your house is safe. The angel of the Lord shall encamp around your house. You are experiencing your breakthrough and your blessing. In the coming year, you'll hear the word congratulations. Receive good news and victory in every circumstance. Your family, there'll be congratulations. Your marriage, there'll be congratulations. Your children, there'll be congratulations. Your finances, there'll be congratulations. Receive good news in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the angels of the Lord to bring good news to you throughout the whole of this year, after next year. Lift your hand and thank God for victory in your life. Every area of your life, you are declared victorious. You are the first and not the last. You are declared to have the upper hand in every situation. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your blessing for your children. Thank you that we are going out of this place with your power over our lives, divine security, convoys of angels and blessings and healing for your people. Thank you that we are going to dwell in you and you in us. As we have received this communion, we have received you, your life, the kind of life that you have. Whatever wickedness is determined against us, we thank you that we overcome it by your blood, and by your power. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Put your hand on your heart. Receive your healing right now. Whatever makes you worried, I curse it. Whatever makes you anxious, I curse it. Receive healing. Every heart attack against you, I rebuke it. Every sudden death, I curse it. Every sudden bad news and tragic news against your family, against your home, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. There shall be no bad news from your children or from anyone that is belonging to you and to your household. In the name of Jesus Christ, let God's power come into your life. You are receiving healing. You are receiving God's blessing. You are going out of this place a blessed child. God's power is over your life. God's healing is over your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hands right now. As your hands are lifted up, that says the Lord. Surrender to Him. Surrender your life to Him. Bow yourself to Him. Give Him your life. And He will take your life and make it into a wonder. People will read of you and see of you what great things God has done in your life. Receive God's greatness as you surrender yourself to Him. God's blessing and God's power over your life. Whatever cuts you down, whatever reduces you and mocks you, all your mockers will envy you next year. All those that laugh at you will turn their mouth around and wish they were you, in the name of Jesus. Because you have surrendered your life to Him, you shall serve Him and He shall bless you. The coming year shall be the best year ever in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you cannot see, I see someone blinded. You cannot see your blind spots. God is opening your eyes. Receive the spirit of wisdom. Receive the spirit of knowledge. Receive the spirit of understanding. Whatever confusion there is in your life, hey, receive wisdom. Receive light. Receive understanding. God is blessing you, giving you light. Light, receive light. For your blind spot, what you can't see, what you don't know, what you don't understand, receive light. Receive light and direction. Direction, receive direction for your life. I pray for direction. Angel of the Lord, show the way. Through the desert He shall lead you. Through the rocks He shall lead you. Hey, through the wilderness He shall take you, bringing you to a good place, a good pasture, a green place, a better place, a higher place. Receive the blessing of the Lord, for He is guiding you by His power. He's guiding you by His angel. He's guiding you by His spirit. What lies ahead for you is good. The blessing that has been upon this ministry that have brought us to this place, receive it now for your personal life. Receive it now for your personal life. Your personal life will be a reflection of God's blessing. Your personal situation will be a reflection of God's blessing in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who mock at you, all those who make fun of you, all those who laugh at you, your mockers will turn into those that celebrate you. They will mention your name and say, God has been good to this one. We never expected. God has been gracious. Let His favor be with you. Your funeral is not this year. Your funeral is not next year. Your funeral is not coming now. God is giving you life and extending your days. He's extending your days. He's giving health into your body and life. There are many things for you to do for God. Receive life and strength. Receive life and strength. Receive life and strength at the back, at the side, in the balconies, wherever you are. Receive life. Receive strength. Receive God's power. God has many things for you to do. You shall live and declare the works of the Lord. You shall not die before your time. Whatever it is that cuts life short, that makes you to be like a partridge that sit upon the egg but never to hatch it, I declare it cursed in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall stand and say, I have seen what I tried to do. God has helped me and God has blessed me. I've seen the end of it. Blessing of the Lord is upon you. And now I see enlargement. receive enlargement and growth. Whatever your hand does is getting bigger, it's getting more blessed, it's getting larger in your hand. The help of God is causing things to flourish in your life. It is being blessed, it is being watered. God is watering it, God is blessing it. Receive the blessing of watering and enlargement of all that you set your hand to do in the name of Jesus Christ. A little one shall become a thousand, a small one shall become a strong nation. For I, the Lord, have spoken it, I've declared it, it shall come to pass. You who seem little amongst us, you shall be mighty ones. You who seem to be nobodies, thus says the Lord, the students shall rise up, the little ones shall become mighty in the nation, mighty in the land. God raises you up to do great things. According to these words, it shall come to pass. Now lay your hands on your head. Receive the covering of the Lord. Ah, the Lord is my refuge. My God is my refuge. I shall fear no evil. A thousand may fall by my side, 10,000 by my right hand, but it will not come near you in the name of Jesus. You are covered. You are protected from the arrows of the enemy, from the spears of wickedness, from your hometown, from wherever it is coming from. The spears of the enemy cannot penetrate you, cannot pierce you. But God has covered you. He's your shield. He's your fortress. He's your buckler. He's your protector. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hand and thank Him. Something that you have been desiring for years, in the coming year you will lay hands on it and you'll be surprised. You desired, you imagined, you dreamed, but you've never seen it. This year you will see it. This year you will see it. This is your year to see what you have been dreaming about, imagining, having visions and praying about. This is your year for the answers to your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand and thank God right now. Everyone, thank God personally for what He is giving you. You will have a child this year. God will answer, open the doors for you this year. The blessing of the Lord is upon you now. Father, thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight in this Independence Square. Many things have been done here, but tonight, angels ascend with our prayers and angels descend with blessings in this square. Thank you for your power that is released in this place. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am the Lord that healeth.
I am the Lord.
Jesus is here tonight. Beautiful. Right now is time for miracles. You know, I wanted to pray for you, and I just did. And I believe God's blessing is over you. This time is another time of healing. He's the Lord that I see Him touching you with His feathers, touching your life. Everywhere, place your hand. Whatever your problem is, put your hand there right now. Yes.
I am the Lord.
Receive it.
That He led me. I am the Lord. Your healer.
I send my word.
I send my word.
You have tonight, put your hand there. If it's your eye, you can't see, put your hand on your eye. You can't hear, put your hand on your ear. Your stomach, pain, back, whatever. Many fantastic miracles. You see, we are doctors, but we know how limited a human being is. Jesus is here tonight. and is here to heal you. Father, thank you for many miracles tonight. Touch, receive it. Somebody's being healed. Wherever you are standing, healings are taking place. Receive it now. Your eyes, madness is being healed. Yes, power is flowing in this place. You can't have a child. Something is happening. God is giving you a child. Receive it. Yes. Satan, I bind your power. I rebuke you, devils. Devils, come out of the people right now. In the name of Jesus. Receive it. There's power here. There's power here. Bring them to me quickly. Right now, miracles are taking place. Miracles. Wherever you are, wherever you are, place your hand there. Father, I thank you that you are doing so many miracles. Somebody used to go abroad for medical treatment, but God is healing you right now. Receive it. Healings. Power. Eyes are opening. Ears are opening. Miracles are taking place. Father, thank you for your power. Somebody has been injured. God is healing you. Receive it. Receive it. Now. 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 To the side, please. To the side. Father, thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. Thank you for your miracles. Oh, yes. Lift your hand and thank God right now. Many, many things are taking place. Jesus, thank you. At the back, check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before. Devils are coming out of people. Devils are coming out. Father, thank you for your power that is flowing in this place. Receive miracles right now. At the back, in the stands. God's power. You couldn't walk. You couldn't walk. Rise and be healed. 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 All right. Father, thank you so much for many wonderful miracles that are taking place. Thank you for your power that is at work in our lives right now. Right now, check yourself. Maybe God has touched you. Maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you had a problem. The power of God is here. If God has touched you wherever you are, wherever you are, maybe you had a problem, but you can see that something has happened. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, I want you to come to me in the front. All right? Yeah. If God has touched you, wherever you are, wave your hand like this. If God has touched you, many, many people have been touched. You couldn't walk, now you can walk. You couldn't see, now you can see. You had a problem, but you can see that something has happened. Leukemia is being healed tonight. Blood diseases are being healed. Cancer is being healed. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, if God has touched you, come from wherever you are to the front, to the side here, quickly. Come to the side. Come to the side. Come to the side. Quickly, come. Walk forward quickly. Wherever you are, you had a problem. You can sense that something has happened. God's power has touched you. All these people are being delivered from evil spirits. God is setting people free. Wherever you are, if God has touched you, you had a problem, but you can see that something has happened. Come quickly. Come. Come from where you are. Come. Come all the way to the front here quickly. Very quickly. Come to the side here. I'm going to take just a few testimonies. Come, come, come. Something is happening. Something is happening. Watch, 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 watch. Something is happening. God has touched you. Come, 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 come. Just leave them down. Leave them down. Down, down, down. God's power is here. Quickly. If God has healed you, we are going to take a few testimonies. Many, many miracles tonight. Many miracles. Many, many miracles. Come. If God has touched you, you are healed. You can sense that something has happened. Come. Let them come all the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. Come to the front.
Yeshua. Yeshua.
God is here. No one should move. I'm going to give you the last blessing before we leave. And the vice president is also going to speak to us for a few minutes. So no one should leave, please. Shh. The power of God. All these people are being saved. Bible says Philip went down to Samaria, preached Christ unto them. Many gave heed to the things we heard, both seeing and hearing the miracles which he did. For many cried with a loud voice. Unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. So that's why you see people screaming and crying and all that. They are being set free by the power of God. And you are being set free wherever you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Doctor, what is this? You may be seated if you have a seat.
Many powerful miracles tonight.
Wow.
This woman suddenly developed severe backache 3 days ago. She could not even bend down or even bend backwards. Very stiff. She came in that condition. But when you prayed, the power of God entered. Wow. She could not do this.
Almighty clap offering.
She could not bend tonight.
Doctor, what is this?
This is a condition called a paraspinal muscle spasm. Yes.
Wow.
A muscle spasm, lumbar muscle spasm.
Wow.
And the
give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Thank
She's
you.
Healed tonight.
I will lift up your name. Higher. I will lift up your name.
Higher. Olivia, what is this?
Evangelist, this young girl has been sick for 8 years. This evening, this afternoon, they brought her like this. Hold her. That's how she came. She couldn't walk. She couldn't also clap her hands. But now, after the prayer, clap, clap. She's wow. doing that. Walk.
She couldn't walk. Walk.
She couldn't crying. Walk.
Wow.
I will lift up your
she
name.
8 years.
Girl. 8 years.
Yes.
Who brought her? Back.
Mother and auntie.
Mother and auntie. Where are you coming from? Laboni.
Yes.
What's been wrong with your daughter?
That's it.
Kidney. Liver. Kidney yeah. and liver. She couldn't walk. Come. Jesus is healing. 8 years she has been ill. How many believe that the power of Jesus is touching this whatever liver,
kidney
disease in the name of Jesus be healed. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Evangelist, this young man has had severe pain in the left ear. So painful. Left ear.
Somebody couldn't see. Who is that? Find the person. Alright. Yeah.
The power of God touched him. He's had this for 3 weeks. The pain is totally gone. There's no pain. When he touches it, there's no pain. And he believes the power of God has done this. What happened to
him? Last 2 weeks, I came for a party here. And after the party, I had a severe pain. It was so severe that it affected my throat. And I couldn't even sing. But I was in the choir. So when we started the ministration, the singing and the prayers and everything, I can now hear clearly and my throat is clear and I can sing.
Doctor, yeah. What is this?
This is an acute otitis interna or otitis media, which sometimes can spread through the eustachian tube to give a laryngitis. So a combination of two structures. But the power of God hit him in the ear and spread also into the throat. So the throat pain, the ear pain, are all gone. The acute inflammation is gone tonight.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
The Lord is good. I will lift him up higher everywhere I go.
Evangelist, when she was 5 years old, her uncles clapped her on this eye. From that day, she could not see clearly. This is the first time she's 14 years. Now she can see.
Is it true, my dear?
Yes, please.
What happened? Tell us.
He was playing a ball and he hit my eye. And since that time, I couldn't see very clear, but now I can see. Everything is very clear now.
Wow. For how long has this been?
Since I was 5.
Since you were 5?
Yes, please.
Wow, this is a very clever girl who knows everything. I'm sure you're going to go to Wesley Girls. What school are you in?
I'm in St. Mark.
St. what?
Mark.
St. Mark.
Yes, please.
Wow. And you can see. Close the other. Can you see clearly?
Yes, please.
You can see clearly?
Yes, please.
For 9 years, this little girl was hit by what?
A ball.
A ball in the eye. She could not see clearly out of this eye for 9 years since she was 5. And suddenly, today, by the power of God, she can see. Why don't you give the Lord a clap? Were you surprised?
Yes, please.
You were surprised?
Yes, please.
Why were you surprised?
I didn't know how it happened, but my eyes were closed. When I opened my eyes, everything was very clear.
Wow.
Wow.
Why don't you give the Lord a mighty clap offering?
Give the Lord a shout. 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 Give the Lord a shout.
Because I don't know how she herself was surprised. She was surprised that she was healed. I also don't know how she got healed. Because I don't know how to heal anybody. But Jesus is the healer. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Hallelujah.
Evangelist, you mentioned somebody was being healed in the eye, in blindness. This woman for the past 3 years has become progressively blind.
This is a doctor, a specialist. Are you a specialist?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So she's become progressively blind. Began in the left eye and spread to the right. As at yesterday, she could see just slightly in the mornings, in the evening, totally blind. She's not been able to see at all.
From morning to afternoon, totally blind. But night, I will see little bit. But now, and my eyes is heavy me and painful. But now, I don't see anything.
So can you see now?
Yes, I see you are red and yellow color.
Yellow color.
I'm from Nigeria. So Nigeria call red, Ghana call red, Nigeria call yellow.
I'm yellow in Nigeria and in Ghana I'm red.
Yes.
You can see me clearly.
I see you clearly now.
But before you could not see like that.
No, sir. Wow. And my leg, I cannot carry a leg. Oh. I have a stroke. But now, I know.
Hey.
I can.
Oh, say, yeah.
This is her sister. Oh, come. Why are you crying, my dear?
I'm happy for her. Hallelujah. She could not see. She's my senior sister. For 3 years now, God, I didn't know. God, I bless you. It started with one eye. Today she can see for me. Prophet, I thank you. I believe in you. I trust you.
You trust in Jesus.
For you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is no one else like you.
Doctor, what is happening?
Amazing testimonies. This young man, for the past 2 months, developed swellings of both testicles with severe pain. Both testicles.
Everybody shout A.
And painful. He could not even sit down properly. He's been to the hospital.
Is it true you could not sit down?
Yes, please. When we were in class, I cannot sit down for long. Even my friends were telling me that, you alone now, always you are standing to go at the back. What is wrong with you? But I don't want them to tell them.
You didn't want them to know what was wrong with you.
Yes, please.
And what happened tonight?
Tonight, whilst we were taking the communion, I was believing. I said, today I have to get my healing. Today is today. Then I saw a bucket of blood pouring on me. Wow. Then I touched. Then you told us to touch everywhere. Then I was checking. Then I've seen that it's gone.
Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Jose. Jose.
Come on, babe. Every secret problem in your life, receive your healing and deliverance from every secret problem in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Swollen testing for how many years?
2 months.
2 months.
Sudden swelling of both testicles.
What is this?
It's called acute epididymorchitis. Yes.
Everybody shout A. Come on, I shout A.
Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Acute epididymorchitis is healed. Too fantastic. Olivia, what is happening here?
Evangelist, this girl is crying because of a fantastic miracle she has experienced.
Why is she
crying? She fell 3 years ago and she was limping. They've known her in church for 2 years. Show Evangelist how she used to walk.
She normally struggled with the walking. So anytime she's been coming to church, we see it and then we can see that she's really struggling.
How do you struggle?
When she's walking, you feel it in her walking. Yeah, you can see that. You can really see that this girl is struggling. But today, to our surprise, she can bend, she can squat, and she's even crying.
She's walking. In fact, she's walking without a limb. That's what, walk right now. That's the girl who was struggling to walk.
You couldn't do.
I couldn't squat. I couldn't bend down.
Bend down. Let's see.
Oh. I couldn't squat. My kid is not. It's always the one who has been lifting my shoes. The one who has been packing my shoes.
Your little sister is the one doing your shoes for you. And what happened tonight?
Tonight I can't squat. I can't bend down. I can't raise my leg.
Wow.
Why don't you give Jesus a
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great.
What a blessing. What a blessing. She couldn't do so many things. She couldn't walk. She couldn't squat. Her sister has to. What?
I couldn't climb stairs, and I'm climbing stairs. They were laughing at me. But I couldn't climb the stairs.
And now you can do everything.
I don't feel pain in my leg anymore. I've been feeling pains and I walk.
Wow. Come this way.
Walk.
Come this way. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, a similar miracle. For 11 years, this is a footballer and had an injury in the left knee. He could not bend the knee. He could not squat. He's been in constant pain for 11 years.
Wow.
Tonight, the power of God came upon him as you were praying. Suddenly, the pain is totally gone. He can squat.
Wow. You are a footballer.
I was a footballer when I was in school, secondary school, Kings College. And I developed the knee pains.
And the pain is gone.
The pain is gone. When we were praying, I was in the stand and I felt that someone is injecting me in the knee.
Wow.
When we were praying.
Which stand were you in?
The second one. The second
All
one.
Those
the one
in the second
middle.
Stand. Stand up. You are receiving a miracle. Those down there, far away. Can they see me? They can't see. Father, thank you for your power. In Jesus' name. Amen. Olivia, quickly.
Evangelist, she could not, she had pain in the knee. Was so bad that her, she says her Reverend Ngbawe said she was going to, he was going to buy her kneecaps for me. Reverend Ido. About 1 minute. My knee is paining me.
Wow.
And I said to God that I'm coming. How is paining me? I shouldn't come today. But I said I'm coming. Before I leave here, I'll get my healing.
Has happened?
I've got
the pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
Give the Lord a mighty move your leg. Move your leg.
Move your leg. Hey, no, 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 no.
Father, thank you for your power in Jesus' name.
Evangelist, this girl is crying. She's had severe pain in the eye.
Breast lump. Somebody with a breast lump. Lump. Who is that? Healed. Okay, doctor, quickly.
Pain in the eye, and the eyes were watering. Tonight, the power of God touched her, and the pain
what
is
sickness
gone.
Is this?
This what? Is acute venous conjunctivitis or bacterial conjunctivitis.
Wow.
The power of God touched her.
Father,
she can't
thank you for
it.
Your healing in Jesus' name. Wow.
Evangelist, powerful miracles are happening.
Volume on her mic, please.
His mother was lying in bed because of severe fibroids, couldn't move. He took the communion on behalf of his mother. He called home. His mother is up, not only that, but has gone to church.
Wow. Give the Lord, your people are being healed in the house.
In the house.
Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord a shout.
Let them come.
Yes. Back pain healed tonight.
Back pain healed. Strength.
Crowds
What happened to her eye?
3 days, she could not see clearly.
She could
and
not
now she
see.
Can see. The pain is also gone.
Let them come.
ear pain healed tonight. Left ear healed. Upper back
many, many healings.
Upper back
come
pain.
Healed.
Headache healed tonight. Ear pain healed.
Many, many healings.
So many miracles. Eye healing, eye healing, eye healing.
Eyes, eyes, thank eyes. Jesus.
Yes. So many miracles. So many
thank
miracles.
You, Lord.
So many miracles.
The heart thank of you, Jesus.
Man. Thank you, Lord, for your power tonight.
Lord,
thank
you. Knows his father's
heal
mind.
Healing.
Yes.
He speaks
heal
his father's word.
By
thank
the
you
blood.
For your healing.
And he
calls thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord.
There's some sickness which comes
from her body. Volume on the microphones on stage, please. Go on.
There's some sickness which comes on her body, like her skin wants to remove.
Okay.
Like.
And what happened tonight?
The thing has gone, like, her skin is now becoming darker.
Her skin is clear.
Yes. Yeah,
wow.
She said the itching has stopped.
Itching has stopped.
Yes.
This little girl.
Yes.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap of her. Very little girl is being healed here. What happened to you?
I was having an eye problem.
You had an eye problem?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your eye?
Whenever the weather becomes this way, my eye, it comes out of the water. So I was also on a rheumatic descent. So when we came to this place, I was feeling pains in my leg, my bones. Later on...
And what happened when we prayed? Is it gone?
Everything is gone.
Eye pain.
I just took off the lens, and also I couldn't be able to stand. But later on, when I came, I just everything was
the pain in the bones, rheumatic pain. And you took off the lens of your eye.
Yeah.
Jesus, thank you for healing. What happened to this gentleman? What happened to you?
I'm having a glaucoma.
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 And what happened tonight?
It's 5 years now, and when I came today, I took my glass and I can see more clearer.
You can see clearer?
I can see more clearer.
Wow.
Than when I was wearing the glass, though I can see, but when it is through darkness, I cannot see. But when I took the glass out, I can see more clearer.
What does that mean, doctor?
The condition is being healed. The pressure in the eye is coming down.
Glaucoma means yes. pressure in the eye.
And
so when he takes off the glasses, he shouldn't be able to see better.
Actually, he's wearing the glasses even to help him see better. So when he takes it off,
now
there should be
today. Now
yes,
when he takes it off,
it
he can see.
He's healed. This is a healing. Because normally, when he takes that glass off, he shouldn't see because he's wearing it to help him to see.
Wow!
What the glasses? What the glasses?
You can see better now.
See better now before.
Without the
I
glasses,
I can see better now.
That's a healing of glaucoma.
Father, thank you for healing of glaucoma. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What happened to you, Mama? What's wrong with your baby?
Since I had her, she had never sat or even walk.
She's never sat or walked before.
Yes. So, I brought for you to pray for her.
For me to pray for her.
Yeah.
Father, thank you for healing for this child. In Jesus' name.
Strength in the name of
thank you, Lord Jesus. Let them come.
And there is power in the name of the Lord. And there is hope.
Jesus.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. Thank you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
But the man
months ago, I realized that I couldn't do anything from the left part of my body. So I went to Kolebu, and they told me that it's malaria. So they gave me a lot of drugs. I took, but still, I couldn't...
Left side of your body.
I couldn't wear my trousers. I couldn't go to work. So I went there, they gave me drugs. Still, the thing is there. So when I was coming there, I told myself that if I did not receive my miracle today, then I have to go back to herbal medicine. But when I came in there, the prayer was going on, I could feel that something has left my body. Now I can walk.
You can move. Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap. Doctor, what is this?
This is a stroke he's describing.
He's describing a stroke.
Hemiparesis.
Left-sided weakness. Yes. This is a specialist from Kolebu. He knows everything. Give the Lord a clap.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive your
healing. Let them come. Let them come. I'm finishing.
Receive your healing.
And when my strength is dirty gone.
Receive your healing.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
When there's nothing left to do. Just depend on
me. She cannot walk. Stretch out your hand towards this baby. 14 months is not walking. But she's going to walk by Jesus' the power name. Of God. Father, thank
Receive
you for healing for this baby. In Jesus' name. Father, thank you for mercy. Jesus.
Your strength through weakness to show.
Everybody standing, please. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for many wonderful miracles. I want everyone to just thank God for healing in your life. All the prayers you have received today, the communion, and Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. You have received Him. Thank God for His blessing and His power in your life. Just lift your hand and give a wave offering to the Lord. Father, we thank you for your wonderful word tonight. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, Amen.